the Shadows with Jordan. Welcome back to another episode of Into the Shadows. Today, I wanted to get your opinion. Now, I've definitely heard older generations talk about this, where they will hide and sneak information and then let their partner or anybody that needs to know that information at a quote unquote better time for themselves. I've heard women say, I don't tell my husband things until, you know, after I have sex with him, then that's the best time because he's in a better mood and things like that. And I wonder if that's really manipulation and lying. Now, for me, that's how I see it. And it's definitely a shadow that has been sparked in my marriage for a couple of years now. And it's definitely one we're trying to break. It's definitely a pattern that my husband has picked up from people in their life. And I absolutely hate this fucking shadow. Now, since the beginning of my relationship with my husband, I have said I absolutely fucking hate lying. I hate it. I would rather be pissed off in the moment because you told me the truth than have the whole relationship break just because you thought you would want to withhold the information or not tell me things or simply truly lying about it all and making a whole scenario that absolutely wasn't there. It's very frustrating because this is a shadow that has happened through the aspect of addiction, like drinking and disassociation. Now, I just talked about those two in a episode, but today sparked another thinking pattern for me because I got off the phone with someone in my life who I was just like, whoa. And I actually checked that person. They were talking about how the fact that, you know, they withhold this and tell them at a better time. And I even said, you know, I wish I told X, Y, and Z to someone, you know, at a better time. But I would rather deal with the consequences of that person reacting than trying to smooth it over or sugarcoat things or waiting until they're in a better mood to then piss them off. I don't see how that works. And when that person told me that's what they do, I kind of knew because I've been watching their patterns and realizing that those patterns are now in my marriage. So I've really been seeing that, you know, be played out a lot. But this time around, I felt comfortable enough to say, you know, that kind of sounds like manipulation. I would rather, like I said, deal with the reaction now than deal with it later. Because 9 times out of 10, and this is where I kept saying this to my husband so he would get it, is that most chances are the person's reaction is not going to be what you think it is. 9 times out of 10, it's going to be a way different reaction than what you're playing in your head or what your mind and your thoughts are telling you and those stories. And I would tell him all the time, like, I would rather you tell me. I'd be less pissed off and less reactive if you just fucking told me the truth. Like, don't hold anything back. Just say what you gotta say. Like, use your fucking voice. And it didn't really click for him until he really wanted to get sober on his own. And he realized that he had to come clean. He had to tell me everything. And when he did, my reaction surprised the shit out of him. Of course, I was upset and disappointed, but I wasn't going to show him that because that's not what he needed at that time. He needed support. I wasn't going to beat him down because he's already down on himself. And most chances are, if he came to me each and every time, instead of lying about it, then that would have been the support he would have needed a long time ago. Of course, my reactive ways every time I found out that he lied did not fucking help. Like I said, it only created an unsafe space where he could not, did not, and never wanted to open up. It made him shut down even more because it gave a story to his mind. It gave a reason. See, this is what, you know, this is what I was telling you. His thoughts took over. And with every reaction that I had, because he lied, it gave a more, it solidified his thoughts. It gave a reason to why he was thinking that. It gave a point. It gave an example. And he would even say in our arguments, see, this is why I never come to you. This is why I never say anything. Because you want to blow up and you want to react. And of course, I was reacting to the fact that this person couldn't come to me and couldn't just say the things they needed to say. And I never understood that when I was in my reactive ways. Of course, my brain was telling me all these thoughts and process and bullshit. So you have two people who are unhealed with their thoughts and their minds just taking over and thinking and thinking and giving stories to things that aren't even true instead of just saying the truth. And of course, we didn't have the right tools to cope. You know, my husband thought that the tool of, well, I'll tell you when I think you should know, or I'm not going to tell you at all. You don't need to know. And that's what happened in our relationship and why I didn't realize how bad his drinking was, because he didn't show it. He didn't tell me. He snuck around. He hid things. He, you know, instead of using a credit card where I could see the transactions, he was taking money and change and dot, 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 dot. And again, because I didn't understand why he couldn't just come to me and tell me the things and that he was shutting down, my mind went, what the fuck? This person is just not talking to me. Like, I don't understand. And I started to unravel and have projections and became an unsafe place to be vulnerable with, because who the hell wants to be vulnerable with someone who's just going to say, I told you so, you know, all these things, cross, swear, put them down, like all those things. Who wants to open up to someone like that? Absolutely not. No one fucking wants to. And see, that's the problem, I think, that some people have, is that we would rather not hurt their feelings and people please that person, or not want to be held accountable or responsible. So we manipulate, hide, and lie. But what's sad is that every time that story wins, every time that story wins, a layer of untrust happens. And the strong foundation that you both had is crumbling underneath your feet. This is where people start to get into trouble with their relationships. The trust, the resentment, the anger builds up. That foundation starts to crack and it becomes uneven. The other person who is feeling like they were deceived, who wasn't in the loop, starts to try to control and manipulate that person back. Well, if you're not going to tell me, then you're going to have no access to this. If you're not going to tell me, then I'm going to have all the control over the money, because clearly you can't figure your shit out. Then there is the sex thing where you feel manipulated into, you know, getting what you want because you gave that person what they wanted. And that cycle of being used just to gain something. Of course, everyone knows how I feel because I have trauma around sex. I absolutely hate that. I've watched family members and people in my life use that as an excuse, use that as a tool, weaponize it. I don't think by using someone to gain what you want is right. And that's my own trauma, my own triggers. The thing is that when lying and manipulation happens, it's a source of a breakdown of communication and trust. It's a power dynamic. It's a way to control the situation on the behalf of the other person. But they don't really truly see what it's doing to the foundation. I would tell my husband this every single time we would go through it. Every single time. It was so annoying. I'm like, we just built the wall of foundation and trust. And it literally just crumbled. Like, you literally just toppled it the fuck over. But again, it was me as well. It wasn't just him. I was unsafe and he felt unsafe to come to communicate. It was until that moment in time when he came to me with his sobriety and saying he's ready, and I showed him and held his hand and told him I'm right there with you, that it was different. I wasn't reacting. I wasn't screaming. I wasn't angry at him. I wasn't telling him, told you so. I didn't say anything derogatory. I literally was right there when he finally came to me. Instead of lying and hiding it, I was right there like I had always told him, when you're ready, I'm fucking here. And I kept that promise. See, the thing is, he never came to me because I was unsafe because of my reactive ways. He never felt comfortable enough, even though I would tell him, I'd rather know now than you lie. He still did not feel comfortable enough, safe enough for me to tell me. And of course, I didn't feel safe because I was just like, here it is again. Like, here we go again. Here's another bullshit thing, another bullshit lie. And it's like, I'm smart enough to know that you're fucking lying. You know, like I know that you're lying. Like, I know you're not telling me the full truth. I know that you've had more than one beer. Cause you smell like you have licked the bar, that bar mat that at the end of the night from all the drinks. And see, that's where people get into trouble too. When you start manipulating and lying and that foundation starts to break, that's when people start to disassociate from their relationships. They start to venture out. Then sometimes emotional cheating happens, or even physical. It's until that cycle breaks that the communication can start to be built back up. And the only way to do that is for the manipulation and the control to stop. Both of you have to put down the swords. Both of you have to put down the shields and really go, what the fuck are we doing? Are we going to keep fucking battling each other? Because what the fuck is the point? And it's interesting because these small moments that we think that we should hide, not say anything, and all these things in our head and our mind and our thoughts tell us all these stories of what is going to happen when in reality it's not going to happen. That those little things add up and they 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 add up. And the more you feel comfortable enough doing it on small things, maybe it's a bill that went to collections, maybe it's a ticket because you got pulled over. Maybe it's a, you know, X, Y, and Z. Those little things start to transpire and you get away with it. And you go, okay, what else can I get away with? Okay, what else can I get away with? What else can I get away with? until it becomes a bigger problem. And either life hits you upside the fucking head to the point you can't hide anything and it snowballs, like my husband with his drinking. You know, my husband would say each time, he was like, well, you know, I'm just going to get in trouble. And that's how he felt. He felt like he was always getting in trouble. And that's why he never wanted to say anything. And I was like, you don't know if you're going to get in trouble or not. Why don't you just fucking say what you got to say? You're only in trouble now because you lied to me. If you didn't lie, I wouldn't have anything to be, there would be nothing to get in trouble for. You know, I would just tell you, hey, listen, you're drinking too much. You should really, you know, get some help. That's the mind story. But that's also the mind story being absolutely correct with every lie because I would be reactive. And it's the one thing I don't want my daughter to pick up. Because clearly, my husband picked up these ways through people around him. And I picked up my reactive ways through the people who I was around. They're terrible coping skills. Absolutely terrible coping skills. So, and I told my husband that. You have to watch what you're doing now. We have a little person in the house who's going to pick up every fucking thing. And the shit that we do will be the shit that she does. Or the shit she doesn't do if we don't do it. We have to set a better example for our daughter. Do we want her to be in a relationship like ours currently at the moment? Or do we want her to have a better, healthier relationship? It's part of the thing that I'm teaching my daughter, that she has to use her voice. She has to express the things that she wants. Even if that means we're going to tell her no, it's okay to hear the word no. She already starts. When she wants a certain snack, she'll go, oh, I'm hungry. And I'm like, okay, what do you want? I don't know. And you can tell she wants something. So I tell her, just ask. What do you want? What's the harm in asking? So then she'll go, okay, I want some Oreos. And 9 times out of 10, I'm just going to say, okay. Sure. That's fine. Have some Oreos. You know, use your voice. Of course, that's the thing I'm learning as a shadow of mine. Using my voice. It's also a shadow that my husband's learning as well. Using his voice. But using our voices in productive manners. Not manipulative ways. That's the lesson we're learning. To use our voice to communicate what we need, what we want, and what we desire. Whether it be a yes or a no. But you tell me, is hiding something from someone until they're in a better space lying? Is it manipulation? Is it none of it? Or is it something else? Is using one's body in order to put someone else in a better headspace lying and manipulation? Is withholding information a lie? You guys tell me. Let me know your thoughts.